Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktang Isham Ishavatarakam Tatnakashang Tatak Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyaka Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaudau Daye Pushpavantau Chitro Shandau Tamamudau Ajanu Lambita Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalayatakshu Vishvam Bharo Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vandeja Gadpriyakaro Karunavataro Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the days leading up to Gaur Purnima, the end of the year, in the Gaurabdha, Gauriya Vaishnava calendar, the last day of the year is Gaur Purnima. We are asked to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically on the subject of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most of the time we speak on Bhagavad Gita topics. That is required for preaching in the world. Even yesterday, public lecture was on the topic of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although toward the end of the lecture I mentioned how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals the highest intimate pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, that subject among the public is only touched on. Otherwise I spoke about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers a very easy process by which to come to the same conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. That was the subject of yesterday evening's lecture, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a very easy and joyful process. But among devotees, if we're going to discuss pastimes, not just pastimes, the topics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, generally it's expected that when we are to speak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we'll discuss some pastimes. But we find that our recent acharyas, they almost always discussed philosophical understanding. Not that there's any harm in discussing pastimes, but it really requires a great eligibility to understand them. If we speak on topics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that should be on the most elevated platform. Srila Prabhupada said that Bhagavad Gita is like an introductory course in spiritual life. But that's also not, when you say it's introductory, it doesn't mean that it's just like eating some candy. It's so easy to understand it. It's just like, to give an example on the material sphere, an introductory course in nuclear physics. You have to go through so many stages before you can even take the introductory course in nuclear physics. So many things have to be understood. So Bhagavad Gita is an introductory course in the highest topics. Adhyatma vidya vidyanam. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that among all topics of knowledge, adhyatma vidya, spiritual knowledge, that is he. So Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada said, is the introductory course, and Srimad Bhagavatam is like the university course, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate course. So among devotees we should discuss this. My high-level topics. Actually, even to enter into it requires some background, some understanding. Just like to, again, to give a mundane example, to discuss nuclear physics requires so much background in mathematics and physics, some knowledge of chemistry is also required. Just like we were singing this kirtan just now, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karomai. So many names are given there, the name Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Rupa Raghunath, Bhakta Yoga, Srinivas Acharya, Ramachandra Kaviraj, and unless we hear about these persons, we won't know who they are. So, to discuss about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it requires some knowledge. And first of all, we're enjoined to study, hear about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavata. So, and then Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is a very high-level topic. Of course, it depends who we hear it from. If we hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from low-class rascals who misrepresent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fortunately in ISKCON so far we didn't get that, but in Bengal the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has in the public eye become degraded by persons who misrepresent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented the zenith of reality, and that is Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladini Shakti, the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which is the manifest by the bliss potency, who is Radha herself. So the loving affairs appear like, to mundane people, they may appear like sexual affairs of this world. So that is, so that can be misused by rascals. So fortunately we have been introduced to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Srila Prabhupada, who saved us from all these misconceptions by presenting the philosophical understanding of Krishna consciousness step by step. So Gaur Katha is a very high topic. In some ways it may seem easier to understand the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than to understand those of Krishna, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in many ways appeared like an ordinary person. And Srila Prabhupada also explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is his mercy, just like a teacher. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears as a teacher. He appears as if he is a devotee, to teach us how to be devotees. Srila Prabhupada gave the example, just like a teacher writes on the board ABC, or maybe takes the hand of the child and writes ABC. And the child has, for the child it's essential to learn that. For the teacher, he's already far beyond the level of ABC, but he helps the child by going through these topics as if he's also on that level. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they may seem in many ways very easy to understand, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made himself very easily available. In another way also, because the pastimes of Krishna, and now we're in this Kali Yuga, and the pastimes of Krishna of course took place at the end of Dwarpa Yuga, and at that time there were still many manifestations within the world of phenomena that nowadays we consider to be fantastic and incredible, just like we... And Krishna himself is fantastic and incredible to the mundane mind. For instance, we hear of various demons who take various forms. Putana, when she was killed, she reverted to her form of 12 miles long. And we hear of Krishna going in the sky with the whirlwind demon, and these all sound to what so-called rational people of the modern world would consider this all to be some fairy stories. And Krishna himself expanded into 16,108 forms in Dwaraka, and this all seems fantastic to the mundane so-called rational mind. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we also find miracles therein, such as curing the leper Vasudev and embracing the palm trees, and then they vanished and went back to went to Vaikuntha. But in general, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes seem more accessible to us. They seem more like ordinary. We don't find so much overt manifestation of his Godhead because he's playing the part of a devotee. So in many ways they seem more easy for us to understand, but then in other ways they're actually more difficult for us to understand. As Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said, that the pastimes of Krishna, they're relatively easy to understand, but those of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're more difficult. To understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, we have to understand Krishna, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as a devotee of Krishna. And how to understand Krishna? Bahunam janmanamante gyanavam maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabhaha. It may take many, many lifetimes to understand Krishna, even by someone who is trying to understand the ultimate reality. And only after understanding Krishna can we begin to understand Gaura. Is that correct? Or is it round the other way? Only by understanding Gaura can we understand Krishna. Well, both things are true. It's inconceivable. The word achintya, chitra, these words are used about Chaitanya. Chitra in the sense not of being extraordinary, it's just astounding, astonishing. These words are used in relation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, where do we begin? Where do we start? Well, we start with Bhagavad Gita, and we are given the books. Srila Prabhupada has given us Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're enjoined to study first Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita, keeping always the directions of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a guideline toward the whole process of bhakti. So we begin with Bhagavad Gita, but then we may find that our whole life is going in Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita is unlimited, and the topics of Bhagavad Gita may take us many lifetimes to even begin to understand the depths of Bhagavad Gita. But we have to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us himself, Swabhakti, what is that? Anarapita Chiring Chirat Karunya Vatirno Kalo Samapyatamunutajvala Rasa Swabhakti Shriya. He has come to give us that which was not offered in a very long time. Even Krishna himself didn't very freely offer it. That is the topmost resplendent loving service to himself. So we're enjoined to come to that very high level. But then if we objectively analyze, we still have a lot of work to do down at the lower level. So this Gaurapurnima festival is upcoming, is an opportunity. We should always be concerned with Gaurakatha. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitta Karopan Jaha Hoite. Jaha Hoite Prema Bhakti Bhaktam. Bhakti Tattva Gyan. Jaha hoite premananda bhakti tattva gyan. That's the verse. The writer of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says that always drink the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita. From this we will get premananda, loving bliss, and knowledge of the bhakti tattva, the understanding of the process of devotional service. He's saying, read it. You will get this. That's not his pride, because he represents himself. He knows himself to be an instrument in presenting Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not that I am the writer, but I am the instrument by which this has manifested in the world. So we should keep in mind Gaura Tattva, topics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although in our day-to-day life, our day-to-day preaching, we have to discuss and preach Bhagavad Gita topics, but all on the background of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's essential teaching. The inconceivable oneness and difference of Krishna with everything else. Achintya, here, this term, I mean, even to discuss one term, achintya, we can spend many lifetimes discussing that. Inconceivable. Doesn't mean it's inconceivable in the sense of the Buddhists who say that it, without saying what it is, and why they can't say what it is will become apparent when they say what it is or isn't. The Buddhists say that it does not exist. It does not not exist. And also it does not simultaneously exist and not exist. That's achintya. I mean, that's completely, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's just a bunch of hocus pocus which turns you into a crazy Buddhist. You know, which you're thinking you're self-realized, just walking around in some... It's just insanity, actually. Vedna mania bodh hoilo nastik. This Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that. Because they don't accept the Vedas, the Buddhists, they're nastic. They're just simply atheists. And he also says, Veda ashritya nastik yavad bodha chaotic. The Mayavadis, because they purport to follow the Vedas, but they say they talk the same rubbish, they're worse than the Buddhists. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches achintya bheda. Achintya in this sense means not comprehensible by the mundane mind. And Krishna's glories, they're not fully comprehensible at any stage, even by Krishna himself, which is why he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on this background, achintya bheda bhed tattva, this understanding is brought to the understanding of Bhagavad Gita, and we pass our lives in this way, discussing the topics, living by the topics of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, but all on the basis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So we are to discuss now about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where should we begin? Where can you begin? There is an infinite ocean. Gora prema rasanave, jetarange jiba dube, she radha madhava antaranga. This Narottanda says the Gaura Prema Rasa. How do you translate that into English? The sweet, mellow taste of the love which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The ocean of that. Whoever immerses himself in the waves of that ocean becomes very intimate to Radha and Madhava. So it's a very great ocean, the topics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How do we begin to enter? Well, we can begin to enter by studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, and hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was enjoined by the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan to commit to written form the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially the later pastimes, the early pastimes. Early means up to and just after acceptance of sannyas by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means the first 24 years of his 48 years of manifested appearance. The later pastimes, they were there in the notebooks, the culture of Murari Gupta, and Raghunath Das Goswami had also spoken extensively about that in an unsystematic way after coming to Vrindavan, after the departure from this world of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami. So it was there, all the topics were there, but not presented in a systematic way. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita presented those topics systematically means in two ways. One way is somewhat chronologically, and also theologically, giving an understanding of that. So how does Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami present Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Well, he does so at the beginning of his book, is the Mangalacharan, often mispronounced Mangalcharan. Mangalacharan, the auspicious invocation, which in although the work Chaitanya Charitamrita is a Bengali work interspersed with Sanskrit verses, basically in Bengali. He follows the classic format of introducing a work with the Mangalacharan, which has three main components, namely Vastu Nirdesh, ascertaining the subject. What is the subject? What are we discussing here? Vastu Nirdesh. Ashirvada, offering benedictions to the hearers, or in the case of a drama, the viewers. And Namaskar, offering obeisance. So in his Mangalacharan to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes what is the topic of his work. In essence, he describes in several verses. He offers benediction to those who will hear it. What benefit will you get by hearing this work? And he also offers obeisance, because you can't, in Vedic understanding, it's not that you just sit down to write a book. I am the author of this book. Give me a prize. Not like that. But it is done as an act of devotion. Even the Mayavadis do. They follow that. The classic Mayavadis. It's without the mercy of, they understand, or in their, of course, in their perverted way. But the actual understanding is that without the mercy of the superiors, one cannot perform the service of manifesting the desire of the superiors in written form. So that's why we also offer obeisances with formal prayers before we give a lecture. So if we are to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, We can do so in the manner that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has outlined, also in Chaitanya Bhagavat, also. Vrindavan Das Thakur, of course, begins his work with an invocatory verse that describes who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He opens with a verse which describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Famous verse among Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Ajanu lambhata bhujo kanakavadato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalayatakshu vishvambharo dvijavaro yuga dharma palo vandeja gat priyakaro karunavataro. So this verse introduces the subject matter of the whole of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vande, that term is there. We're offering obeisance to, we're establishing these, that the subject matter is our worshipable Lord. In this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda in Chaitanya Bhagavat, along with delineation of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's also extensive delineation of the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. So they are described, Nityananda and Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as having, the first term described is that their arms are so long that they extend to their knees, very long arms. This is a sign of indication of very great personality, that they have such long arms. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, we see their arms are stretched up in the air, dancing. And by such dancing, stretching their arms up, they're offering benediction also to the whole world. Their countenance is golden. They're described as golden. Yeah. Generally, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as golden. Nityananda Prabhu also, although Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described that when he saw Nityananda in a dream, he saw him in a blackish form, Shyamavarna. Generally, Nityananda also, they're golden. Kanakavadato, Sankirtanai Kapitaro. They are the only fathers of the Sankirtan movement, the inaugurators of the Sankirtan movement. Kamalayatakshu, their beautiful eyes like lotuses. Vishvambharo, they are the maintainers of the world. Dvijavaro, they are the best of the brahmanas. They appeared in Brahmana families, but Brahma here, Dvija, twice born, means that those Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's analyzed that this doesn't mean that they are the products of some mundane Brahmanas, or that they're particularly inclined toward mundane Brahmanas, but those who actually reborn as Vaishnavas. They are the exemplars of that Vaishnava tattva. Yuga Dharma Palo. They are the inaugurators and the protectors of the Yuga Dharma, the religious process for this age, which is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna in Sankirtan. According to Karma Kanda section of the Vedas, the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga is giving charity. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this spiritual Yuga Dharma, which is chanting the names of Krishna. Therefore, Vande Jagat Priyakaro, the Karuna Avataro, obeisances are offered to those who are very dear to the world, or those who offer dearness, love. They offer love to the world. They love the people of the world. They're most merciful avatars, Karuna Avatara. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Well, that is answered in the very first verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How should we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How should he be understood? The very first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita addresses this. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktams Isham Isha Avatarakam Tat Prakashang Tat Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakaha. In this way, this verse says that in this Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakaha, in this way Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is properly understood. This is a very important term, considering that at the time of composition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there were so many theories about who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is or was. Chaitanya Charitamrita was composed several decades, about, what, eight decades after the passing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so many different theories had come up about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As you can imagine. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives the proper, he says, this is the proper understanding. How to properly understanding? That he is properly understood that the gurus, the devotees of the Lord, Isha Bhaktams, Isham, the Supreme Lord himself, the descent of the Supreme Lord, the avatar, his prakasha, his different other avatars or manifestations, and his energies. In this way, Krishna Chaitanya is to be understood. So it's not a very easy subject to understand all this immediately. But later on, all these verses are explained. The opening verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are actually quite esoteric, not so easy to understand, they're explained later. In the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the first few chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which among all the books of Srila Prabhupada, these first few chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita are in many ways some of the most difficult philosophically. What do you think? Gatita Prabhu, yeah. Very deep philosophy. Later on we find there are many pastimes which are related, which are they're easier on the intellect, you could say. But unless we go through these opening chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we won't properly understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the next verse, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodito Goro Deya Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamonato. Yeah, that word comes up, Chitra. Wonderful. Astonishing. So the obeisance is offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, who are like the sun. It's described they're like the sun and the moon who have simultaneously arisen on the horizon of Gaura. Gaura means West Bengal. The sun and moon don't simultaneously arise, but in this analogy, they have both arisen simultaneously. Nityanando sahodito gaurori. To dispel the darkness of ignorance. So several verses are there in the Mangalacharya. Pantitatvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa surupakam bhakta avataram bhakta kyang namami bhakta shaktikam. In this way, the panchatattva are described, that the five tattvas of by which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is understood, Panchatattva, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He is Krishna, he is in the form of a devotee. He is the avatar of a devotee, that is Nityananda Prabhu. One who is known as a devotee, Advaita Acharya. Bhakta Shakti, that is Gadadha. Bhakta Avatar is Advaita Acharya. And one who is a devotee is Srivas, who represents all the other devotees, who are the jivas. They're the Shaktis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadha, others are Jagadananda, Narahari, Gadadha Das. These are the internal potencies of Krishna, who are taken. There's also the Shaktis also include the wives of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya, and also Navari Dham. So like this. It's not just pastimes, as you can. It's a very deep subject to be understood philosophically, and it's also not just to be understood by brain power. All this can be understood by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is all the subject of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which continued the Mangalacharan, Vastu Nirdesh. Who means, first of all, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is all described at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who is he? In brief it is described, and then again in some detail it is described, and then only the pastimes are described. So generally, as I say, if we think there's going to be a lecture on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we think there'll be some pastimes, but first we should understand who he is. And we're not going to understand just by talking about it here in a brief time, and even in many millions of lifetimes we won't understand, but we have to start somewhere. So we start where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has started. Maybe for some of you this is all new topics, I think, is it? I think many of you have not read Chaitanya Charitamrita. What's this? Yeah, about 5 questions. Pancha Prashna. Pancha Tattva, Pancha Prashna. Why, does that mean I'm supposed to finish now? Oh, all right. So who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That is described in some verses. Yadadvaitam Brahmopanishadi tadapyasya tanubha. That's the end of the broadcast, is it? Ya atmantaryami purusha iti so syangsa vibhavaha. Shadaishvarya purno yaiha bhagavan sasvayamayam na chaitanyat krishnad jagati paratatnam paramiha. Here it is described that Brahman, that bright light, the Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal Brahman, which is described in the Upanishads, that is the bodily effulgence of who? Krishna, is it not, we learn? But here in this verse it said that is the bodily effulgence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is Krishna. The Paramatma in the heart of everyone, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of 6 opulences, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Na Chaitanyat Krishna Jagat. There is no higher principle in this world or in any other world than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is introduced. Anarpita Chiring Chirad Krunya Vatirno Kalo Samapyatamuna Tajvala Rasaswa Bhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridya Kandares Purutu Vashachinandana. This way, the blessing is given to the readers of Chaitanya Charitamrita that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shachinandana, the son of Sachi, has appeared in this Kali Yuga to offer which had not been, that which would have not been offered previously, or at least in a very long time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes once in a day of Brahma. So we can imagine our good fortune that we are born in the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, human birth in this earth planet, in Bharata Bhumi, especially those of you, most of you here, are born in Bharata Bhumi, the land of which is now called India, somehow became called India, although for many thousands of years it was called Bharat, but somehow on attaining independence from, political independence from the British, the Indians, the Bharatiyas retained the British name, India. So we're very fortunate to be born in human birth in the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is going on, because very rarely does he come. Once in a day of Brahma, which isn't much. It's not very often. To get a human birth at this time is very rare, so that's very great fortune. Being very merciful, he has bestowed at this time which was not previously bestowed, the topmost resplendent loving to himself, a loving service to himself. He is described, he is Hari, he is Krishna, in a golden form, like molten gold. This analysis, this analogy is often given. We don't see molten gold. Maybe previously it was more common to see this molten gold. So the benediction is given that may that Shachinandana be ever manifested in the inner part of your heart. It's often described in the Upanishads, the space in the heart, the sky in the heart. That's not some physical area. So again, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayam, in brief, it is said. He is Radha and Krishna combined. How is that possible? Radha Krishna Praniya Vikriti Hiladinaya Shaktirasmad Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gata Uto Chaitanya Akhyam Prakatam Yad Adhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupa. So the mystery of who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is broached in this verse, that Radha and Krishna are one. They are the supreme truth. But they manifest as two for the sake of loving pastimes, manifested by the bliss potency of Krishna. But now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing, in the name of Chaitanya, known as Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have again become one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but with the feelings of Radharani, which means the feelings of Radha for Krishna, and with the bodily luster of Radharani. So Krishna, he is Shyamasundar, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gaurasundar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks exactly like Krishna, all the same bodily features, only everything, instead of being blackish, it's golden. So that Sita, the wife, Sita is the wife of who? Rama, everyone knows, but here. Sita means the wife of Advaita Acharya, she was also called Sita. When she visited her friend, Shachi Mata, after Shachi Mata had delivered this child, she immediately recognized that he is Krishna, has all the features of Krishna. But only difference is golden, because when Radha and Krishna combine, Radha being stronger than Krishna, she, her bodily effulgence and feelings overwhelm Krishna. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very esoteric subject. We say that Radha and Krishna have combined, but actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternal. Chaitanya Nritya Nitya. That is one of the subtitles in the Prema Vivarta of Jagadananda Pandit, one of the Shaktis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing is eternal. So which is first? Which comes first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna? It's impossible to say. Chronologically, from our frog-in-the-well perspective, Krishna comes first and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes later. But then time is going on always in cycles. And anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally existing. So these are, and then we get more examination of the reasons, the internal reasons, external reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is to distribute love of God via Sankirtan, internal reasons, his own internal reasons, to relish the happiness of Radha, to experience the beauty of Krishna. So all these topics are discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you can read that. You have so many books to read and discuss. Now it's enough. Time is up. Time is up. They're just in the introduction. And time is up. I'm just about to get started. All right. Well, we have, by the grace of Prabhupada, we may have many, many lifetimes to discuss. We've been introduced to these topics. So, questions? Yeah. How are we going to do this? You have to stick these things in my ears and by the...
Maybe I can...
Yeah, okay. By the power of modern technology, someone sitting in America can ask a question, and I'm supposed to answer it.
Yes. Yes, Prabhu, you can ask. Yes, Prabhu.
Well, I guess you can stick it in my ear also, right? It's not that... I can... Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, yeah. In Srimad Bhagavatam, various avatars of Krishna are described. Rama, Nrsimha, Varaha, Vamana, Kurma. They're all worshipable, they're all non-different from Krishna, but particular emphasis is given to the pastimes of Prem Purushottam, Sri Krishna. In his Bhagavad Gita purports, in one place Srila Prabhupada writes that one can focus on any of the forms, but then later he writes that one should only concentrate on Shyamasundara and not divert his attention to other forms. So if at the time of death we are fortunate enough to think of any of the forms, that is our very great fortune. But particularly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to introduce us to the original form of the Personality of Godhead, Prem Purushottam. I'm going to put this down. Krishna. So we particularly want to focus on Krishna. But that will depend also on our... first of all, if we have performed devotional service in a meaningful way and have received the mercy of the Vaishnavas, that we have the good fortune to think of Krishna or his avatars or expansions at the time of death. Otherwise, if all our life we've been thinking of dhan, jan, and sundari, money, prestige, and beautiful women, then we're likely to think of that. It's not just that by saying, I am a Vaishnava, that, you know, that Krishna has to come and put us on his back and carry us back to Godhead. We actually have to be Vaishnavas. So that will, if we actually come to the platform of a Vaishnava, then again there are various levels of appreciation of Vishnu. Ultimately, that is Radha Krishna. So that will depend on our level of appreciation. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we can get a shortcut to the highest level. Yata yata gaura padaravinde. What happened? Okay, well, I'll recite a verse in the meantime. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vindeta bhaktin krita punya rashi tata tatod sarpati hridya kasmad radha padam bhoja. What's the last word? I can't remember the last word. Anyway, the purport is that if one develops attachment to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he'll find Radha Padamajena Sudhambu Rashi. One will find that by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one is escorted immediately to the plentiful nectar, the place of plentiful nectar, which is the lotus feet of Radha. So that is the special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not cheap, but it's easily available, but it's not cheap, which sounds like a contradiction. If something's easily available, it should be cheap, isn't it? Easily available means commonplace. It's easily available, but it's not commonplace. It's a special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Sankirtan movement. One point I intended to make is that Srila Prabhupada, his pranam mantra, nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarne. One major aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, which you were talking about this morning is in your class, was destruction of Mayavad. We find this throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Prabhupada, when he presented, Srila Prabhupada describes that he didn't, at first he wasn't planning on presenting the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. Later he did. But he gave what Srila Prabhupada considered the essence of that in his book Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, in which the major philosophical discussions within Chaitanya Charitamrita are given in English prose, and two of those discussions are the discussions between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and another between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati, in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exposes Mayavad, the idea that the Supreme Lord and the Jiva are one, exposes them as being incorrect, and rascaldom. Do you know this? You're coming from Kanchi, which is it's the capital of Mayavad. It's also the capital of Vaishnavism in the south. Two ends of the town. One is Chinna Kanchi. Yeah, Vishnu Kanchi and Shiva Kanchi. Other locally known as Chinna Kanchi, and what's the other one called? Yeah. What's the other one called? Periya. Periya Kanchi, yeah. So we can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission as Srila Prabhupada did by always standing against Mayavad. Mayavadi Krishne Aparadhi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Mayavadis are offenders to Krishna. Anyway, is another question? Don't allow Mayavad anywhere. Just like you don't keep stool in the house. Of course, in the modern age, we do. In the modern age, you pass stool inside the house. That's considered normal. But we shouldn't keep Mayavad anywhere. With stool, what's the best thing to do with stool? Just keep as far away from it as possible. Just don't have anything to do. Similarly, in Mayavad, just, keep it a long distance away. And people who are saying it's good, you should know, it's like, they're crazy people. It's like someone who's like a pig who likes to eat stool. It's just completely opposite to the actual propensity of the jiva to serve Krishna. So Mayavad is like that. Another question? Okay, Hare Krishna. The previous question was from Praveen Govinda Prabhu. I recognized his voice. Yeah, then? Vrindapati. Is the Vrindapati in America, is it? Vrindapati Das, all right. Could you say it again, please? How do we develop a strong faith to practice Krishna consciousness? Well, how would you answer that question if someone asked you? You can probably give the answer yourself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavad Shravan Mathura Vashi Murtir Shradhai Shevan. The five most important practices of devotional service are associating with devotees, chanting the names of Krishna, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, residing in Mathura, and worshipping the deity with great faith. The first of these is Sadhu Sangha. So we should associate with devotees. That will help us. Associate with devotees doesn't mean socializing, but hearing from those who are more advanced, befriending from and serving those who are on a similar level, and helping those who are in a more beginning stage to come up. We should keep association with pure devotees. Pure devotees means those who have clear understanding of Pure devotee doesn't necessarily mean only those who have attained to the stage of full devotion to Krishna, but more broadly it means those who have a clear understanding of the goal of anyabhilashita shunyam, this ahaituki bhakti, fully dedicated devoted to Krishna, and who have committed themselves to that. So by that association, that will help us to advance. There could be many answers to this question. Basically, just follow the process given by Srila Prabhupada, which is usually these how-to questions, they can all be answered by just, you know, just do what Srila Prabhupada told us and everything will be all right. How to be sincere, how to be determined, how to overcome material desires, and all these how-to questions. So just do what Srila Prabhupada said, everything will be all right. That's all. Yeah, then anything else? Sorry, it's, I heard something. Yeah. What is it? Was there a question asked? Can you hear it or no? Only I can hear it. I can't hear it very well. Maybe you should. Is there a facility to type it in there, the question? Because I can't hear very, very well. I hope you can hear me better than I can hear you. Can you hear me clearly over there? It sounds like the kind of sounds that they had from this space probe when they did that drama of going to the moon. You know, they made this drama like that, and they'd type it out on the TV because you couldn't hear it very clearly. So they can type in the question. Yeah. That sounds very clear. Yeah, the lady's voice is very clear. Yeah, I heard you very clearly, so please, if you'd like to ask a question, please do so, and I'll do my best to answer it. You consider yourself to be very fallen. When will you get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Well, that way of thinking attracts the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we think I'm very fallen. Some practical advice to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that in the modern age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representative, Srila Prabhupada, has written so many books about Krishna consciousness, and he has recommended distributing them as the best way to spread Krishna consciousness in the modern age. So some practical advice, if we want to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can take the books of Srila Prabhupada and go door to door and distribute them, and you will practically experience how you're getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some practical advice there. How we can get the mercy. We get the mercy by showing our willingness to serve him, his mission. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dekho tare koha Krishna upadesh, amar agyai guru hoya tara edesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna. In this way become a guru and deliver the land. So you may think, well, I'm too fallen for that, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do it. So we can do that by taking Srila Prabhupada's books and distributing them. And you will experience Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Yeah, then anything, I'm told that I'm supposed to take 5 questions. So far I got 3. Chant Hare Krishna. Yeah. Do that in the. If you want to distribute books, please do so in the Association of Devotees. That's the next. Bhakti Vriksha. You have your Bhakti Vriksha there in Charlotte. So the first thing is to come in and associate with devotees and start chanting. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all about chanting the names of Krishna. But the next step to go up to the next dimension is to go out and take the books and distribute them. I presume that most of you are of Indian origin there, but you can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission very well in America by taking books out and going door to door and giving them to the other persons also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is not meant only for Indians, it's meant for everyone. So you're more fortunate that you're closer to Krishna by having taken birth in a Hindu family. So having got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please distribute that to others. America is very much in need of it. Vaisheshika Prabhu, on the other side of the continent, in San Jose, his specialty in the last few years has been training people of mostly of Indian origin to go door to door in America and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books to the American people. So you can get guidance from him in this. Yeah, then anything else? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Well, Bhagavatam describes Vishnu as Triyugi. He of Chandakalo. He's covered in Kali Yuga. That means that when he appears in Kali Yuga, he doesn't manifest himself as Bhagawan. He doesn't show himself to be Bhagawan. He appears as a devotee. Because it's explained that if he had showed himself as Bhagawan with all his powers, then there would have been so many imitators. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagawan is clear from the Srimad Bhagavatam in the description of the Yuga Dharma and the Yuga Avatar for Kali Yuga in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. That famous verse is there, Krishna Varnang Trisha Krishnang Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasaha. In Kali Yuga, persons who are intelligent, they worship Krishna by his form, who has appeared not Krishna in color, another color, who's always chanting the names of Krishna, and who is he is worshipped by Sankirtan. So, who is that? Who can it be but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So, he's indirectly explained, just like Radha is not directly mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, the devotees here are going out on book distribution. They're leaving the class here in Valsad in Gujarat to go on book distribution, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So the evidence, there are so many evidence that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but everything may not be very direct as spelled out. Paroksha vadai rishayo, paroksham chamama priyaha. In Bhagavatam, Krishna says that the rishis do not explain everything directly. Some things are explained indirectly, and that kind of description is also dear to me. So we can understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Shastra, but may not be very obvious. Even for that matter, there are many people who study Shastra and they don't find Krishna at all, even though the whole purpose of Shastra, Vaidaishcha Sarve Rahameva Vedyaha, is to understand Krishna, but many people don't find Krishna. So we can find Krishna, we can find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shastra if the key to the understanding Shastra is given to us by the pure devotees, the Acharyas. Then, anything else? Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.